T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad in the morning. Steve McIntosh now 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning. And, well, autumn officially starting just about now, 8:31.
Steve. Yay, it's autumn.
How about that? Two people have been charged with making terrorist threats.
Two people from Virginia Beach, Virginia, busted Monday in Lake Township, Ohio, after they were found walking on some railroad tracks. Police say they were carrying a pitchfork, shovels, a gun, as well as 200 rounds of ammo. John Davison and Vicki Davison were captured behind Toledo Executive Airport. That's about 20 miles from Toledo Express Airport, where a rally was being held for President Trump. The Sentinel Tribune in Bowling Green says it's not clear if the two were targeting the president's event, but the FBI and Secret Service are investigating. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Tropical storm Beta is hitting the Gulf Coast now. Meteorologist Rich Otto says areas in the middle of the Texas Gulf Coast face the biggest impact.
Tropical storm force winds will certainly be will certainly be in the forecast for those areas. And then in terms of rainfall, similarly, those same areas from the middle to upper Texas coast, where we're expecting, again, anywhere from 5 to as high as locally 15 inches of rain.
Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News recent gun violence in Wichita is alarming, with young people turning to firearms to solve disputes.
Last year, our Wichita police had over 90% solve rate for homicides, which is nearly unheard of. I think Chicago is like a 20%. So we're actually really good at finding people who kill other people and putting them behind bars. But in addition to that, we got to get out, particularly the young people, the fact that we have a lot of really great programs, a lot of really great opportunity out there.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor, the weekly feature on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The Derby High School football team making changes after two players tested positive for COVID-19. School district says two players and some other students have been asked to quarantine. The school is working with the health department. They have not made any decision to postpone this Friday's homecoming game. A man arrested after a seven-hour standoff with police in northeast Wichita last Tuesday was charged with 19 counts Monday. 33-year-old Patrick Newborn facing the charges in connection to the standoff and recent sexual assaults. Newborn is due back in court next month. His bond has been set at $250,000. Boeing has received new orders for the 737 Freightliner, and Textron reports reaching a new deal with union workers.
The news has some aviation experts confident that work will be steady. Andy Arnold with Midwest Corporate Aviation tells KSN News private flights have also been increasing.
We saw a slow comeback at first, then we saw a really busy week where everybody was catching up on flights that they haven't been able to perform.
Spirit AeroSystems says they're also starting to add additional military contracts to create more long-term stability. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The 75th United Nations General Assembly gets underway today.
This year's 75th UN General Assembly is going to be very different than in past years due to coronavirus. Unlike in past years, President Trump will not be attending in person. Instead, the president and the majority of world leaders will send pre-recorded video addresses instead of physically gathering at the UN. One or possibly two New York-based diplomats will be allowed in the General Assembly Hall, with the UN ambassador introducing their head of state. Media access will be very limited, and all side meetings are expected to happen virtually. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Moisture and cloud cover has pushed into south-central Kansas, and that will stick around for a while today, holding our temperature down. It all occurs when we make that official transition from summer to fall this morning. Today's high 76, cloudy and 59 tonight. Tomorrow, a gradual clearing sky with a high back in the mid-70s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, fog, mist, 62 degrees, south wind at 3 miles per hour. And by the way, autumn officially started about 4 minutes ago. Right here in the central part of the U.S.
Favorite season.
Mine, too. It's a beautiful time of the year. 8:31 now, Steve and Ted. And make 8:35 now with Steve and Ted. And it is time for entertainment news. We call it the blur, and Jad Chambers is blurring today. Jad, take it away.
That's right. Steve, your favorite. One of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Has gotten a lot done this year. Here's Fox's Michelle Pollino.
Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Pollino.
Hello, friends, and welcome back.
Bob Dylan's had a busy year. He released a new album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, and he launched his own whiskey company, Evan's Door. Now he's returning to satellite radio. Dylan is bringing back his theme time radio hour for a limited run to SiriusXM. Fleet Foxes will release their fourth album, Shore, along with a companion film shot on Super 16 by L.A. filmmaker Kirsty Jan Wardle. The album release coincides with the autumnal equinox. Married musicians Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires shared a new cover for Van Morrison's Into the Mystic while criticizing Morrison's recent stance on wearing masks. Morrison last week on his website stated, "I'm not telling people what to do or think. The government is doing a great job of that already. It's about freedom of choice. I believe people should have the right to think for themselves." Isbell claimed the musician is seeking attention, then donned a face mask, and he and Shires performed Into the Mystic. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Fox's Ashley Dvorkin is checking in with the co-creator of the series, Cosmos. Cosmos is actually returning.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with co-creator, executive producer, and writer-director of Cosmos, Andrian. Cosmos returns to Fox with Season 3, Possible Worlds, hosted by astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. The journey spans the universe, taking audiences through scientific discoveries of the past and exploring possibilities for the future.
The story had to be engaging, compelling, but it also had to be the doorway into an idea so that at the end of the sequence, everybody in the audience would own that idea.
Advanced visual effects help make the show immersive.
They have made it possible for us to take you to the origin of the solar system, to be there.
Drian created Cosmos in 1980 with her late husband, Carl Sagan. She says she hears firsthand how her projects have sparked an interest in science.
I rarely actually meet a person who does studies, teaches science, who wasn't touched in some way. And that is really gratifying.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Birthdays today in the world of rock and roll, Steve. Today is Joan Jett's 62nd birthday. I Love Rock and Roll, I Hate Myself for Loving You, Crimson and Clover in 2015. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts were introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There we go. Happy birthday today to Joan Jett, 62 years old today. Also in the world of rock and roll, rock singer David Coverdale's 69th birthday. Coverdale actually fronted a lineup of Deep Purple in the mid-1970s, got solo prominence in the MTV era, and then with his band Whitesnake, of course, is Here I Go Again, Still of the Night, Slow and Easy, Is This Love. Coverdale is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but as a member of Deep Purple only. Whitesnake, as of yet, is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't you think they're about due to Steve?
The White Snakes? Yeah, they should be. My kids listen to the White Snakes.
Yeah,
remember that.
Sure. We're also in that time of year, Steve, where we get a lot of television premieres. You recognize this one?
By the way, I used to listen to Deep Purple.
Yes.
No, I don't know what this is.
You don't recognize this song?
No.
This is the theme song, of course, Steve.
Of
Baywatch.
Oh, yeah.
Baywatch debate.
Well, now I'm getting some visuals.
Yeah. You're starting to see it, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I imagine.
Baywatch debuted on NBC on this day in 1989. the show actually was canceled after its first season on NBC.
Because it stunk.
Well, yeah. But it did survive on through syndication. They kept putting out new episodes until 1999. Went for 10 years.
How about that?
Yeah. It also continued its... I hate to even mention this. It also continued its series with its spinoff series, Baywatch Nights.
Oh, Baywatch. Oh, yeah. That would be good. Yes.
No, it was terrible.
Oh, I mean.
They
yeah.
tried to turn Baywatch into the X-Files. It was. Oh,
really?
It was okay. So terrible. Plenty of alien and conspiracy theory stuff in Baywatch.
I would have stuck with Water Rescue myself.
I probably would have, yeah. too. Baywatch Night was terrible. also, on this day in television history, the debut of Family Ties on NBC on this day in 1982. And, of course, Family Ties, Steve, introduced the world to Michael J. Fox.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he got his start on Family Ties there. So, the debut of Family Ties on this day in 1982. And staying in the world of sitcoms, it was on this day in 1994, not 84.
Yeah.
I'll
be there for you. Yeah, yeah.
That's right, the debut of Friends in 1994 on this day in television.
You know
history.
Who is a big fan of Friends?
Who's that?
My twin granddaughters.
They love
Mary
Friends.
Mary and Jocelyn, they're 14. They love Friends. How about that?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
A lot of people catching up when it shows up on streaming services like yeah. that, yeah. So Friends debuted on this day in NBC in 1994. It's actually ran for 10 years, ranked number 21 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest Television Shows of All Time. And this one is also premiering on this date. We're going back a little further this time. It was on this date in 1976. The premiere of Charlie's Angels.
Oh, great.
Crime television drama that aired on ABC from September 22nd, 1976 to June 24th, 1981. Originally, it starred Kate Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Jacqueline Smith. In leading roles, John Forsythe providing the voice of their boss, the unseen Charlie. So that was Charlie's Angels premiering on television on this day back in 1976. Well, Steve, we've got some late night humor, and it was about a news story we did just a little while ago. Here's the Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon making a comment on a recent news item.
The most important thing Americans can do is vote, and it looks like we're getting some help from somewhere you wouldn't expect. Watch this.
Foot Locker is turning thousands of their stores into voter registration sites just 6 weeks before the election.
It's perfect because when a fight breaks out, there'll be 40 people dressed like referees to handle it.
Good one.
There you go. So, yeah. Some Foot Locker humor there. And Steve, no Bachelor audio today. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You'll have to settle for some audio from Love Island.
Oh, Love Island. Yeah.
Instead, here on Love Island, some of the action. Moira announces her interest in Bennett.
I'm like aware of the circumstance at hand, but I just want you to know that I am definitely interested in getting to know you.
I'm glad.
And
I feel like our conversations are, we only had a few, but I feel like every single one that we have had has been, I feel like we have a connection.
Oh, man.
Riveting stuff there.
That is like really good.
On Love Island.
This is going to be a favorite. For me.
Yeah.
Just a soundbite. I don't want to watch the show.
That's all we have today for The Blur.
All right.
The Blur Every Day is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in Wichita for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment. 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Airbus looks to the future. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.